If the state budget didn't lower Alaska Permanent Fund dividends this year, they would have been among the highest in state history at more than $2,300. Instead, they'll likely be $1,100. KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the change.
The day that permanent fund dividends were announced used to be a celebration.
This is the first time I'm going to see this amount with Alaskans. So Alaskans' 2014 dividend amount is $1,884.
That was Governor Sean Parnell in 2014. In 2015, Governor Bill Walker had a grave tone as Palmer student Shania Summer announced a PFD of more than $2,000.
Some may see this dollar amount, which Shania will announce, and go, well, everything is fine. Well, it's not. We have some challenges as a result of the price of oil.
This year was different again. The announcement came in a Friday afternoon press release. Permanent Fund Dividend Division officials say they didn't calculate what PFDs would have been since it wasn't necessary. Last year, the dividend wasn't certain until the announcement because it depended on the number of applicants who were eligible. This year, the legislature set the amount. Anchorage resident Andre McLeod reached out to state officials, lawmakers, and reporters asking why the amount set by the original state law wasn't made public.
Why has this administration not gone through the process to actually inform and notice Alaskans what that exact amount of the dividend would have been had the legislature not dickered around with our permanent fund dividend amounts?
The amount of permanent fund earnings available for PFDs under the state law that created dividends was more than $1.5 billion. The state expects about 640,000 Alaskans to receive dividends. Putting current state data through the original formula, PFDs would have been about $2,350 each. That would have been the highest dollar figure in dividend history without adjusting for inflation. With inflation, it would have been the fifth highest. Anchorage Democratic Representative Andy Josephson says he understands why the administration didn't announce the number.
So there was no hiding of the number. It was talked about all the time. So I'm not quite sure what the complaint is. I understand why the Department of Revenue might not want to run a set of numbers that are sort of moot at this point.
Josephson says the House majority he's a member of didn't want to reduce PFDs without adding new revenue. But he says a deal over dividends was necessary to avoid a state government shutdown.
But we were left with the following situation. Does the government shut down because the two sides are at loggerheads on the 1st of July? Or do we try to at least secure adequate public services for the people?
The legislature drew from another savings account, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, in order to cover the gap between how much the state government spends and how much it brings in taxes, fees, and oil royalties. Governor Bill Walker says he'll call lawmakers back on October 23rd to Juneau for a fourth special session focused on revenue. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.